Good afternoon, and this is part 5 of The Earth Shook. Seddon had been hit by 3 earthquakes since 2013, with 2 hitting them within 3 days of each other. Reports came in about families who had only just had their homes repaired from the previous earthquakes and who were now suffering again, only this time in a more permanent catastrophe. One particular family saying how their 25-year-old home just could not take any more. Some families are now being forced to live in caravans. One farmer had his house ripped into 3. As a consequence, farms and homes are now being condemned. To make matters worse, just as the dust had begun to settle from the earthquake, down came the rains from Cyclone Debbie, smashing into all earthquake-affected areas. And it was not just a small rain, it was a devastating rain, one that reminded you of the Noah's Ark flood times. Down it came, thrashing and relentless, for days on end, bringing down trees, causing more slips, and gale-force winds causing more desolation, with rockfalls and avalanches throughout the bigger cities, being a great hindrance to any clean-up efforts that had been made since Monday's colossal quake. Work was ignored because there was no way to get in or out of the cities. Multiple slips causing hours of waiting time on motorways and main trunk lines. Some streets were entirely submerged, causing havoc to homes enduring 50 centimetre deep water and sludge. Concrete beams were reported as being ripped from structures, as though they were mere material used for origami. Ceilings collapsing, facades toppling from more than 50 buildings at high risk in Wellington alone. Apartment buildings were evacuated along with a well-used and very popular car park and cinema complex. The worst earthquake ever experienced in New Zealand since colonisation of this country was the Wairarapa earthquake on 23rd of January 1855, also in the evening around 9 p.m, measuring 8.2 or 8.3 during its 52nd shake. Our immigrants, having only been here since 1840, might have wondered at the time if anything worse could happen to them. Luckily for them, large buildings of tall stature were not even thought of at the time. Therefore, minimal damage would have been recorded, firstly because such instruments to record such an event perfectly were not available, and secondly, housing was fairly limited in their design and living conditions and were far and wide spread. With news not travelling very fast back in the day, we're lucky to have the reports that did survive the era for us to write about them now. We here in this country live in a seismically active part of the earth. The best we can do is to keep our emergency kits fresh and up to date, plans for meetups and being prepared for the worst and the best we can offer. Our GSN science people feel quite strongly to expect another huge quake within the next month. We all pay a price for where we choose to live. If we choose New Zealand, then be aware of the ground that shakes. And this is the end of my blog. Thank you for reading it. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.